hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We kick off this star-studded hour with one of my favorite people on the planet. I haven't heard from him lately because he's always traveling around the world. Of course, I'm talking about one of the shadow divers. John Chatterton is on Scuba Radio. How you doing, John?
Hey, do the people at home know that this is take 57?
Yes, of course they do. They've listened many times. You know, this is sounds way too slick to be live.
I keep waiting for you to be promoted to Greg, the assistant instructor, but, you know, I feel like, you know, a parent wanting their child to, like, be successful.
No, hey, John, just say, for the record, dude, I'm actually a dive instructor. But I've stayed with the Dive Master moniker because it's more impressive to the chicks, and really, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, you need all the help you can get, brother.
You know it. He's seen me many times. But hey, John, you know, what are you doing? You're still working on the movie project? Dominican Republic? I hear you just in the Bahamas last week. What's going on?
Yes. No, the 20th Century Fox has got a new script. They're looking to finish up the end of this month. God only knows what will happen from there.
Yeah.
I got a couple of TV projects that I'm working on. So if I were smart, I'd transition from documentaries into like reality shows, because that's where TV is very much at these days. But, you know, Ice Road Divers or something like that. But anyway, somehow, some way I finagled a couple of jobs there. Dominican Republic has been going great. We're looking for colonial era shipwrecks. We've found a bunch of them, and you know, that's all exciting stuff. And I quite literally just last night got back from Quesal Banks. I was on a dive trip. Big ass monkey James Smith invited me on his trip out there on the Necton Pilot.
No, wait, hold on. Did you just call him a big ass monkey?
That's the name of his business. It's more like noun, not adjective, you know. But I love going to pick him up at the airport because I can always give the guy picking him up like the sign that says big ass monkey, and the guy can stand there and hold it. You know?
Yeah. So you have an underwater sign for that and the whole thing, huh? Very nice.
But anyway, diving the blue holes was a lot of fun. I got some new pieces and parts. I got a new counter lung on my rebreather, and all in all, everything was good. Everybody had a lot of fun. The weather didn't knock us out of the running. We didn't have any hurricanes or anything, so it was all fun. And now I got to do some stuff, you know, here at home before I head out to the Dominican Republic again.
Yeah, I mean, you've been spending extended time out there on the island and finding these shipwrecks, right? And what is the ultimate plan here? Are you doing this, you know, for personal adventure, or are you helping out the government map out some of these things, or what's going on exactly?
Yeah, we're working with a guy, Captain Tracy Bowden. He's been down there a long time. We're bringing some real high-speed modern technology. We're doing extensive surveys. We're out actually finding wrecks. Everything is under the direct supervision of the Marine de Guerre. The government Ministry of Culture is involved, and so you know, it's all of the above. We obviously we're looking for some sort of payday, but at the same time, there's it's real adventure. We're looking at pirate wrecks and Spanish galleons and all sorts of things. So we have a bunch of significant sites that we're working. I could really give you all the details, but ninjas would drop out of the ceiling, and that would be it, and it would be nobody the dive master.
Wait, hold on. I know Taekwondo. I'm a deputy black belt.
I am a black belt in feng shui.
Well, there you go. Yeah, as a team, we couldn't get much accomplished, could we?
But, enough of this. So what are you up to, Greg? I haven't talked to you in a while. What are you doing now?
Well, just hanging back, doing our little dive show week in and week out. I'm going to the Bahamas next week, actually. So I'm going on the northern end to do some wild dolphins. So I'm going to go to
wild dive. Wild dolphins,
oh, yeah.
Couldn't keep you away. Oh, wait, they might actually keep you away.
No, they're attracting me. They're bringing me.
Are they using a specific cologne? Or?
Yeah, well, they're wild. They're crazy. And, you know, I'm into that. No, I'm not. What am I talking about? No, but, you know, yeah, I'm going to do some diving in the Bahamas. I'm looking forward to it. And you just mentioned that you were down in KSL Bank. The weather, you know, I was talking about this in hour one. I think, John, and back me up here, you've dove many more places than I have, and this probably applies down to the DR as well. But I think the month of September is the best month, you know, God forbid a hurricane being in the area. But as long as there's no big storm out there, this is the best month of the year to dive, bar none. What do you think?
It's light switch. It's on or off. There's no, you know, it's black or white, no shades of gray.
Yeah, no middle ground.
It's really
huh?
great unless there's a hurricane.
Yeah, yeah. And then it could be messy.
And you know, I'm okay with all that. You know, I mean, let's face facts. There's some, you know, we all complain about the weather guy and, you know, how he doesn't get it right all the time. But you know what? I have yet to see in recent years a hurricane spring up overnight. We get pretty good warning, and they're more inclined to cry wolf than, you know, miss the call. So
yeah, that's right. You can get your travel insurance, and if you got to use it, you got to use it. But otherwise, if you time it right, or, I mean, if there's no hurricanes like there haven't been this year, I mean, this is just a phenomenal time to be diving in the Caribbean.
Well, I'll tell you, the KSL banks, the weather was really great, but we didn't have a single bad day, and of course all that does is encourage you to get as many dives in as you can. You know, I got home, I didn't realize how tired I was just from, you know, diving. We were doing night dives, doing wall dives and all that kind of stuff, so you know, it's exciting stuff. Bahamas is great, and of course there's, you know, there's any number of great destinations in the Caribbean. I can't wait to get back down to the DR and do a little bit of actual work. But
little bit of salvage in between actually the adventure, I guess, right?
Yeah, sure. And you know, I mean, I come from hard hat diving. There's nothing I like better than having a job to do when I get in the water. And for me, that's a fun dive.
Now, John, you mentioned that you were trying out like a new rebreather cell or something. And what is that? What?
These days I'm diving a Megalodon rebreather by Interspace. Very sturdy, rugged unit. But they have come up with a new back mount counter lung, as opposed to the over-the-shoulder counter lungs that they've been using. And I have dove traditional rebreathers like with back mount counter lungs, like the Mark 15 and the Aurobros and the Aura CCR 2000. And I've dove the over-the-shoulder counter lungs like the Megalodon and the Inspiration. But man, I think this new design concept is going to become very, very popular.
Now, are you the guy they go to a lot of times? These manufacturers say, "Hey, John, we got this new toy. Go try out. Tell us if you like it," kind of thing. You get a lot of that.
I won't say I get a lot of that. You know, my philosophy is I want to dive the right tool for the job. So, you know, I've been around diving a long time. I know a lot of, you know, personally know, you know, John Griffiths at OMS, and I personally know Leon over at Megalodon and Georgia Pinnacle Suits. So, you know, guys come to me and say, hey, you know, try this out. But, you know, I sometimes get offers that I don't really, you know, I don't really want, you know, try this out. And, you know, and I know right from the beginning it's like probably not going to work. So,
yeah, well, I got you.
I certainly hate to, I don't want to say that I like something or if I don't like it, and I don't want to say I'm going to use something if I'm not going to use it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, but it's fun having the toys to play with, especially if it's something that you know you're into. Like the next week, I'm doing some full face masks from OTS,
and
I'm actually going to talk underwater. I'm going to do part of Scuba Radio Underwater next week. How about that?
You know what? I would say with the OTS stuff, the comms will actually work. So
okay, that's good to hear from the man who's done this many times before. But it is new to me. And by the way, I have some new red tan delta flying force fins.
Oh my God.
With sparkles mixed into them.
You didn't hear about the shark attack then. Okay, never mind. Yeah, have fun with that. Hope it works out.
Once again, John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers, way more experienced than I. And that last comment does make me think twice.
Think about it. You know that particular red with the sparkles, you can go down to like L.L. Bean or your like fly fishing place. They're going to have fishing lures that look exactly like that.
Right, but it really sets off the colors of my cheeks.
Yeah, you know what? Around your waist, tie a grapple hook. And you're going to look like one, like, six-foot-long fishing lure.
All right, so a meat necklace might be a nice addition as well, is what you're saying.
I actually am a force fin diver. I love Bob Evans, and, you know, he makes a good product. And I actually dove force fins all the way back to when I was a hard hat diver in New York City.
Well, there you go.
And
but did they have red sparkles?
They did not have the
Well, obviously, sparkles. You don't rate as well with Bob as I do, evidently.
No, and somehow, some way, diving hard hat in Manhattan, the red sparkles would have attracted the wrong element.
Yeah, well, maybe. And he did say, he goes, the only other person I've made these for is Daryl Hannah. And I'm like,
see?
Well, and then I was like, is that a compliment, or is he making a comment on my sexual preference? I don't know.
I think he's giving you his worst selling model so far. Only there's one sale and one giveaway.
Well, I don't know, we'll see. Well, John Chatterton, one of the shadow divers, thanks for checking in, John. We'll check in with you again soon, my friend.
Mr. Holt, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, pal.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Little clip there from The Office premiere. They're talking about scuba diving. God bless them. I love that show. And now they've actually incorporated a little line in there about diving. God bless them for that. All right. Now, on the line with me, Captain Marlon Scott, our correspondent down there in Key West. We've already talked to Captain Slate, but let's go a little further south. Find out how things are in his neck of the woods. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Greg, good to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Now, lobster season in full effect. I talked about that a little bit earlier today. Now, what is the story in your neck of the woods in the Southern Keys there? I hear there's been quite a few rumblings.
We've got a big story, Greg. The Gulf Council. The Gulf Council is getting ready to rattle saber. Samurais are coming out. It looks like they're trying to give us ACLs. Now, what's an ACL? right? I mean, what do you know about ACLs?
It's like in your knee. It's a sports injury, right? Something like that?
No, not in this case.
Oh.
It's an annual catch limit on lobster. We haven't had those. We've had tag reductions for the commercial guys and also the commercial divers. Recreationally, we've brought down the limit substantially in the past. Now they're going to put an annual catch limit on it if we don't do something about it in the Gulf of Mexico. 89% of the lobster throughout the country comes from right here in Florida and the Florida Keys. And they're using bad data. That's one of the problems. They're saying 1 million pounds is how many we catch, how many pounds we catch in the Florida Keys. We've got records, true records from the commercial guys that show that we catch 3 to 6 million pounds annually. Now, Greg, do the math. That's 33% of the lowest figure we have on record. What does that mean for you as a lobster slayer? Is that going to be one of those we'll have to get the, a bust of you down in Key West right in front of Hyatt Queso, and that'll be for the lobster slayer?
Maybe. A monument to things of the past, because what you're saying is that these catch limits, this ACL, could eventually filter down to recreational diving for lobster, right?
It really will. They're going to have a tag, some sort of a tag that you get for a lobster coming up as a recreational. So there's no way to track how many lobster recreational people have. You say they can take 6 a day. Some of them go back for more illegally, so we don't really know what the number is recreationally, but if they put a 1 million pound a year catch limit, ACL, on the fishery, we will effectively shut down based on landings within 30 to 60 days of opening. So you can do your August 6th all the way till maybe October, and that's it. You're done.
Now, what's going on exactly, though, Scott? I mean, you're talking about they're using bad data. So is this a conspiracy going on from
the
Big Brother government kind of thing, or what?
Congress. It's Congress. The C word. Everybody loves Congress these days, and this is something they passed and rewrote a bill called the Magnuson-Stevenson Act. And that Magnuson-Stevenson Act makes everything have to have some sort of a regulation against it so they can put the data together. So in this case, they're going to shut basically all of our commercial guys down in the Florida Keys and throughout the state of Florida when it comes to lobster, and then get the data, then get the information on the catch information. And from there, they'll adjust those weights to what the market will bear or what the fishery will bear. But it's like putting the cart in front of the horse. They're going to shut everybody down, including the lobster slayer.
I don't like that. I don't like that one bit, but you know, gosh, it's one of those things where they probably mean well, but like you said, they're not necessarily looking at the right data, or it's kind of like, okay, shut it down, and then we'll slowly open it back up. But that's not American. Come on.
No, and the thing is they refuse to use the data that's readily available to them. That's the part that drives us absolutely batty. We are the lobster capital of America down here in the Florida Keys. We provide all those spiny lobsters throughout the seafood shops in Florida and around the country. We're professional lobster slayers.
Of course you are.
We know the information. We have the information. The scientists that are involved in this, they don't want the information. They want to do their own research, which, you know how that works. If you've got a grant to do research, you don't get paid using the information from us that we've already acquired. It's part of the stimulus projects going on throughout the country. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the one side doesn't trust the other side. Oh, classic argument. We're going to have to follow this story a little closer, obviously. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about lobstering and spearfishing in the Marquesas next. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Captain Marlon Scott with me from the Florida Keys. And he's kind of like our, southernmost scuba radio correspondent in the United States. And the Marquesas, now if you don't know the area, it's right off of Key West, right, Scott?
Yeah, just off of Key West. Oh, it can be, that whole area is anywhere from 20-some miles all the way out to 30 miles. It's a big area called the Marquesas. And the quicksands, Greg, what a name, huh, the quicksands.
Why do they call it that?
Well, what happens is the quicksands, there's so much current going through that body of water from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic Ocean that it constantly changes. It constantly changes just like the sands out there blowing on the sand dunes, but we call it the quicksands because it's real, real finely ground up coral, and if you step in it, it's like quicksand.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't sound like a very pleasant experience, but the fish love it, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the premium areas in the Keys, west of the Marquesas, and all the way to what we call Rebecca Channel. Now, Rebecca Channel is the ditch between the Marquesas and the Dry Tortugas. Well, that has become quite an area as of late. Because of the transition, there's quite a bit of fish life. Big. Nice hogfish. You love hogfish, Greg.
Hogfish are good.
These hogfish are averaging from 5 to 8 to 10 pounds. It's pretty darn amazing what's happening out west.
Wow. So the Marquesas are thriving, it appears, from all the reports you're getting down there, yet we're getting word that they want to close down lobster season or cut down the limits, and I don't know. Who's right here, Scott? Come on.
Well, the one thing that's also happening in the Marquesas that didn't happen at the beginning of the season, it was kind of quiet with lobsters, but the lobsters, they crawl. They run in cycles, and they run in certain areas. Sometimes the patch of lobsters that are making their way to those areas don't show up until later in the season. Well, right now, there's some beautiful, beautiful natural tributaries that go into what we call Mooney Harbor, which is the middle of the Marquesas, they say was created by a meteor.
Wow, well, that sounds like prime lobster hunting grounds I'm going to have to check out. We got more on this coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wow, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high. You wanna come by. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
Well, you can get down off of Key West and dive the Marquesas, which is an ancient meteor pit or crater or something that's turned into prime fishing grounds for, obviously, fishing, spear fishing, that kind of thing, and lobster. Is that right, Scott?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And go to Google Earth. You'll see it, and it does exactly mimic some of the craters and some of the places throughout the country and the world that are considered to be meteor strikes. One of the things, it's the jump-off point between Key West, the Marquesas, and then you've got to jump off to the Dry Tortugas. So the Marquesas tend to be overlooked. They get passed quite a bit, but it's one of the most beautiful little sets of islands you'll ever see. And the spear fishing and the fishing and just the basic ambiance of the Marquesas when it comes to just taking your boat, snorkeling around. There's some wrecks right on the west side that are something of an anomaly. And then there's another place called Newgrounds to the north, which is, again, some of those places that nobody gets to see too often. It's like you're in your own territory. You're the great explorer.
So how far off of Key West are we talking about in a boat to get to this area?
You're looking at 22, 23 miles, okay. And then it extends at least 7, maybe 8 miles until Rebecca Shoal. So it could be anywhere from 23 to 30 miles. And then you can go to the north where they have that area called Newgrounds, which is directly north, a little bit northwest of the Marquesas, just north of the quicksand. So there's a lot of areas that are very reachable. I mean, these boats run, 24, 25 knots on average. So it's an hour drive, that's all.
Okay. Well, Captain Marlon Scott, our scuba radio correspondent for Key West, is with us talking about the Marquesas. I assume that is that you have to cross over the Marquesas to get out there to Fort Jefferson, which is obviously a big tourist and diving and snorkeling area, or is that a different trek altogether?
Right. Well, what you do is you pass the Marquesas to get to the Dry Tortugas. Now, if you're going to run out to the Dry Tortugas, I'm one of the ones that has a fishing permit for the Dry Tortugas National Park. There's not many dive operators that are allowed to go into the park and bring paying customers. So you really got to look that over before you make that trip. There's only 30 permits that are given out every 2 years, and those are somewhat hard to find, so there's not many people that will give you that opportunity. Now, the Marquesas, no problem. You don't have to have anything other than what you need for if you're going to spearfish. You got to have your fishing licenses. If you're going to be out there and do anything with lobster, you can make sure you have your lobster tag. There's right. Other regulations, but you don't have to worry about going with somebody that's got a permit for the Marquesas. Now, recreationally, you can go to the Dry Tortugas. There is a fee because it is a national park.
Got it. So, and the Tortugas about 70 miles offshore Key West, right?
Correct. Yeah, 70 miles offshore. That's the last exposed island. The set of our islands that is you're able to go on to. And then as you go further west, you've got Loggerhead Key, which is within sight. It's got the lighthouse. Very beautiful, perfect, picturesque Caribbean island. And then to the west, it's the great beyond to the Tortugas banks, and then you drop off into the continental shelf. So it's about 90 miles to the banks, 70 miles to Fort Jefferson, 25 miles to the Marquesas, and then you're back in Key West.
Yeah, and if you want to go a little bit further, we may have that opportunity next year traveling to Cuba. That's the rumor, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Well, you've got something coming up September 29th. I can't stress this enough. If you want to go ahead and make your way to Cuba, September 29th, call your congressman day.
That's the day you can call up your congressman and tell him you want to go diving in Cuba.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll see Tim next week as we cruise the northern Bahamas with wild dolphins on the CX2. You'll hear all about it when we broadcast from the deck of that boat from Explorer Ventures next week on The Big Show. However, in the meantime, it's the hardest working man in the dive industry. Neil Watson is on the line. How you doing, Neil?
Doing great, Greg. How about you?
I'm great, as always, especially when I'm getting ready to go to the Bahamas. You hear what I'm saying? You know this. This is the president of the Bahamas Diving Association.
My favorite place in the world.
Yes, absolutely. Spoken like the president of the Bahamas Diving Association, indeed.
Yes, sir.
I know you got a lot of travel, and you know, I've been packing up all my gear, getting ready for this liveaboard trip next week. I got my OC-1. I know you have one of those from Oceanic, too, right?
Oh, man, I'm loving this thing. I went from not knowing what a computer was, you know, I was still working the tables, to I'm so high-tech. You know, I got the Oceanic data mask with, you know, the computer in the lens, you know, coupled with the wireless air gadget that reads simultaneously with the OC-1, the titanium watch that goes to a million and 2 feet, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I'm spoiled.
Yeah, Q from James Bond couldn't even have come up with all these features, you think? I mean, come on.
Not a prayer.
Huh? Yeah. You know, Neil, I was talking to him at the break, and he was telling me how the OC-1 actually will sync up with my data mask that I've been using for the last year or so, which has that heads-up display, a dive computer built into a dive mask. And I didn't even put the two together thinking that it could do that, but you've already done that, huh?
Done it. It works great. It's a redundant system. But you can look at your wrist, you can look in your mask, and you got it all right there.
Very nice. So you're taking yours to Brazil, is that right?
Going to Brazil. Yeah, I just got back from Hong Kong about 3 weeks ago, and before that, I was over on a buddy of mine's 82-foot Horizon luxury yacht cruising the Exumas, which was absolutely incredible. Oh my God!
Yeah,
and going down to Brazil. Actually, I'm meeting Stewart Cove down there. There's a boat show / dive show in São Paulo, and we were in Rio at a boat show dive show earlier this year. We're going to São Paulo, and actually American Airlines is got a big push on divers. They started American Airlines Brazil Dive Club, and we're bringing about 12 wholesalers and dive shop owners and media people over to the Bahamas after DEMA for a fam trip. It's a big market for the Bahamas. We get a lot of divers. I mean, depending on who you talk to, there's between 200,000 and 400,000 divers in Brazil. They're very, very active. And, I mean, there's great diving in Brazil, but, you know, Florida's putting a big push on the Brazilian market. They come up South Florida to shop and party and whatever, and of course, it's such a close hop over to the Bahamas, and they don't require visas to come to the Bahamas. So, you know.
It's a good thing.
Emerging market.
Yeah, it's emerging. And, you know, they're very earth-friendly because they tend to use less bathing material. You hear what I'm saying? These Brazilian swimsuits I keep seeing?
Yeah, the bathing suits never exceed the 50-pound baggage limitation. As a matter of fact, you could pack bathing suits for roughly 1,000 Brazilian women in a spinner.
Well, we're going to prove that in the Bahamas next week when we take Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, who's going to attempt to break her own personal record of traveling with 18 bikinis for a week-long trip. So she's planning to beat that next week in the Bahamas on her liveaboard.
Yeah, that 18 bikinis, well, she should put that in one of them little clutch purses.
Exactly. It does. Trust me, it fits. Jeez. String, and that's pretty much about it. I don't know. God bless her for it, though. God love those Brazilians.
Yeah, they're multi-purpose. You can use them to floss and wear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving right along. So Brazil, a great dive market. You're going out there to do a little research. And then, look, Dima's right around the corner, man. We got a big show just over a month away, huh?
Yeah. What is this I hear about... mermaids in the water at Dima?
Yes, well,
is that true?
You know, 12 years of doing scuba radio, this will be our 13th Dima show, I believe, 12th or 13th.
Wow.
And, we're kicking it up a notch. We've had our mermaids on display. We've had live music. We have the scuba cowboy performing for everyone this year, which is kind of cool in its own right. We're taking the mermaids down. We're displaying wet mermaids this year. We got an aquarium set up at the front of Dima this year, Neil. This is going to be quite a spectacle. But they're going to do their own little meet and greet with all the people that are coming into the Dima show this year, and they'll actually be in a mini aquarium, 900-gallon portable aquarium that we're loading into the exhibit center there at the Dima show in Orlando this year. Well, kicking it up a notch.
Just like scuba diving, you know, they do need refresher courses if they haven't been utilizing their tails and stuff in the open water for a while. So in the event that they need to brush up on the in-water activity, I'm hoping to get a suite with a jacuzzi tub. So maybe prior to this open water experience at Dima, I would offer to maybe get them in my jacuzzi tub just to get comfortable.
Okay, well, I appreciate that sacrifice, and you wouldn't be the first one, so I'll add you to the list, Neil, okay?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, the dive shows throughout the last year actually have performed very, very well, despite all the doom and gloom we've heard about the economy, and I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great show. What do you think, Neil?
You know, I think I'm very, very optimistic about the show. The aisles may not be as crowded as normal, but I think we're going to have the same number of companies there that we normally have. I think we're going to have the same number of retail dive shops there that we normally have. You know, with the economy, you know, the dive shops may not be taking 10 of their employees. They may be taking 5, and the exhibitors may be, reducing a little on staff to save some money. But the movers and shakers are going to be there, and there's some great parties lined up, and it's always a great experience, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, back at you, Neil. All right, well, thanks for checking in, buddy. Have fun in Brazil, and we'll catch up, I'm sure before Dima, but sometime soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely, pal.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la scuba radio. I love scuba radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how we say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah, those were some folks that we met on one of our last liveaboard cruises. I'm excited. I'm going to the Bahamas. Kelly, a Brazilian swimsuit model. Jimmy, the helper boy, going to be on board with me, as well as Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network. And, of course, we have Gene Flipsy, who is a dolphin encounter expert. This is going to be the biggest and best scuba radio scuba cruise of the year, thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard company of scuba radio. If you're not on board, remember next week, live broadcast from the deck of the CX. Too. It's going to be fun for sure. To, I don't know, help celebrate or get psyched up, I got CJ, one of my dive students, on the line right now. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. You don't sound real excited, though. What's up?
Well, I'm not. I mean, why would I be excited?
Well, I'm going. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, your dive buddy, Jimmy, the helper boy that you got certified to dive with, he's going to be on this liveaboard trip.
I'm not.
Well, neither is Bill, the producer, so maybe you guys get together and go dive or hang out, or, I don't know, you can just sit around and sulk in the studio.
You know, Greg, the only dolphins I'm going to see are if I flip on the TV and there's football on.
Ah, well, okay. At least you're thinking about the water, and I guess that's the next best thing.
I mean, in my mind, I'll be, I mean, if they're at home this week, I don't know if they are, I might see some dolphins on their helmets.
Yeah, but they're not wild dolphins like the dolphins I'm going to hang out with in the Bahamas.
Well, they do play the wildcat offense.
Yeah, but those are cats, and cats don't even like the water.
Look, I know I'm reaching here.
Yeah.
You called me, okay?
Well, I couldn't get Kelly or Jimmy on the line, and I figured, well, if I can't get them on the line to discuss our excitement and our joy of diving as we get ready for this next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, maybe I just call up a friend and rub it in that, hey, we're going to the Bahamas and you're not.
That's really objective of you. You're getting both sides. You're getting, you're showing all sides of the story.
No, I'm not doing that at all. I'm just trying to make myself feel better about myself by, you know, bringing someone else down.
Oh. Well, I'm hope I could prop you up.
Well, I don't really feel that much better about it now, I guess. You didn't really, I don't know.
Go to hell!
Okay, there you go. Now I feel better. Yeah, I want to hear some anger from you. I want to hear some jealousy.
You piece of crap! I hope you're happy!
Yeah, I will be in the Bahamas with wild dolphins. Check it out next week. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. CJ?
Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.